Okay, quorum being present in the hour is 7 o'clock, we'll begin our meeting. And the first thing on the agenda is approval of tonight's minutes, but we have a guest, so why don't we introduce ourselves? My name is Don Kingsborough, I live in Robinwood, and these silly fools elected me chairman a month or two ago.
Yeah, we should all have our
hands. And gave you the Robert Moore Award, which you didn't turn up to accept. So I'm Brenda Paris, the counselor, and the liaison.
I'm Steve Meissen, I'm with the Parks Board.
I'm Mary Baumgartner, resident in Arbor Cove.
I am Steven. Everybody who works here calls me Esteban.
Are we the only ones that call you Esteban?
No.
Just
is that your real name?
Steven is my real name.
So Esteban is the made-up name?
Esteban is Spanish for Steven.
Well, I know what Esteban is.
Okay, enough of that. I want to know about your wife, and do you have another baby yet?
Mid-April. He's our intern.
Mid-April?
Yes.
I know. But
you didn't name her April. It's going to come in mid-April.
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Okay, and your wife is doing fine so far?
Sure.
Boy or girl.
I feel like you're speaking a whole different language right now that I don't know.
Sorry, my wife is pregnant.
Right, I remembered that part.
She's due in mid-April.
And you have another one?
And it's a boy. No.
Oh, it's first?
Yeah.
You could always name it Esteban.
Maybe, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Just saying. I didn't know it was a boy. I didn't know you knew that.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Good, thanks. Hello.
I'm Ken.
And he's Ken.
Ken.
Yeah.
Ken.
Oh, right. I've known Mary for
Ken
a while.
Ken squared.
Good. I'm all set up.
I'm Stacey.
So, Don, you're the chairman
the
now?
You want to be?
Well, I thought I was, but I missed the last meeting, so.
Yeah,
so
you
got
if I miss a meeting, I'm automatically.
You generally
snooze,
good to get
you lose. Yeah,
I'm
for the
fine with that.
Snooze, you lose.
Don is a very capable person.
For the audio record. So, I think.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Yeah.
Scott. Mm-hmm. Scott. Advisory board.
Okay. All right. So, number one, approval of tonight's agenda. That generally means if somebody wants to add something you want to discuss that's not on the agenda.
And Stephen did want to give you a little bit of an update, and I forgot to put it on there.
Okay. So we'll add him after the adjournment?
Yeah.
It's maybe too soon.
Put him after the master plan?
Or does he want to go after community comments would be fine.
Okay. All right.
We're not going to have a long discussion about the master plan tonight.
So. Is the date set for our meeting with the planning commission?
No, that's really the main thing. Is how we want to proceed. We'll be just talking about trying to set up the schedule for getting all of the next steps.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything they want to add to the agenda?
No.
Then I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Is there another copy of the agenda?
You're moving to approve the agenda?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I second it.
Okay. Those in favor of approving the agenda, aye. Say aye, please.
Aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. By the way, for information, my training as a chairman, president, I will try not to participate in a lot of the discussions, and I will not vote unless it's a tiebreaker. That's just my way of doing things.
It's appropriate.
Okay. So we are down to community comments.
Okay.
And that would be Marion?
Mary,
okay.
Well, I came to a meeting, I don't know how many meetings ago.
Three or four, yeah.
And I'm watching with keen interest the future of the Willamette Wetlands and the pond area along the Willamette River.
The West property?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually. And, well, not limited only to that, but I'm interested in what might be things that might come up on that topic.
Okay.
Okay. So, did you want to bring something specific to our attention, or did you have questions, or how can we be help? How can we help?
I just, from my history in West Lynn, have experienced that developers often get involved in things before other community members even are paying attention, and then things can, development sometimes happens at the cost to the environment, and also the cost to potential other uses, which I think, I work at Westland High School, and I work with a lot of environmental science classes, and I think that area has a particular environmental potential as just conservation for its own sake, but also educational purposes and community uses, and maybe even recreational economy. And so I'm just kind of interested to see, I don't know if that's on the agenda, but I just thought I'd drop in and see what's going on.
So we are still, we haven't really heard much from Wes. And, you know, I don't know that they've ever really finalized their DEQ. They've been working with DEQ to kind of decide on what level or action of remediation is required. And I don't know that that's ever been resolved.
Well, I just on my own have kind of reached out to a few people, and I've gotten some response from some, but not that I represent anyone, mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. my own kind of endeavor.
Right. Has anybody said that Wes is, I mean, have they?
Let's see.
He just kind of sits there.
Can you show me up, Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
It's just right here.
Not particularly Wes.
Or this
response.
Okay. So there's the wetlands go behind here.
I'm also looking into potentially, and I'm new at all of this, but I'm looking into maybe starting a watershed council, because this area mm-hmm. lacks a watershed council, which has seemed kind of interesting to me, just because it seems like a significant area that should have council representation
yeah.
in some way. But
we had worked for a while with the Pudding River Watershed Council,
oh, okay.
which is the closest one
I
that
contacted
I'm aware of.
Someone from the Oregon City Water, or well, I don't know what they're called, but Oregon City Watershed, and they actually emailed me back today. The Greater Oregon City Watershed Council. Hmm.
I'll have to look. Well, no, actually, the Tualatin Watershed Council does cover a small
yeah,
portion
nice.
Of West Lynn, because
it'll be back out that way, I think.
This is the Tualatin,
mm-hmm. right?
And the watershed boundary for the Tualatin cuts through like right here, mm-hmm. just barely cutting through.
So below
portion.
It,
right?
Yes.
So below.
Yes, but it does cover. So it's the only watershed council that would cover any part of West Lynn.
So it seems like they would also be interested as well.
Yes, I have reached out to them, but no one had responded yet.
So you know I have considerable involvement with Wes.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. Let me know if there's anything you'd like me to talk
well,
to about.
Yeah, I mean, just to kind of, just maybe just ask to see how their discussions with the EQ have, you know, if they've just kind of stopped, or if they're still entertaining. I mean, we just haven't heard anything. I know that we, for a while, kind of stopped talking too much with the county about it, because the past
chairman
was really interested in marketing everything for lots of money, and we were like, well, we don't want to pay the county more than they paid for the site, but which was kind of what he was working on. And so we just kind of let it, try to play a little bit coy as we keep an eye on things.
Well, I can certainly find out.
Yeah, that would be great.
I mean, I'm on both the committees there, and we are going to be meeting apparently with the Oregon Consensus to talk about governorship of Wes mm-hmm. and taking over governance with the cities. So, yeah.
It might be why they're not spending a whole lot of time on their property.
No, he's moving ahead, and he doesn't want governance.
Right.
Greg doesn't. And from what I heard when I did a tour of it with them, was that it was not nearly as contaminated as they thought
right,
it was.
Right.
And they're still using part of it. As you know, they use part of it as they discharge into the Willamette, and this is one of the sites they discharge because they can't put it all in one place because of the temperature, so they have to spread it around. So this is one of the areas that they pump it and discharge the resulting.
Into one of the ponds?
Into Willamette.
Into the river.
So it's trickling from the pond itself into the water.
No, they pump it. They take it out. They're allowed to put a certain amount of water into the Willamette at this site, and they also put it at the Tri-City plant.
From the pond?
It's not sewage. It's not sewage.
Not
it's
sewage,
treated
it's
water.
Treated.
Right. That's in the pond.
No. Pond to the river. The permit is for putting warm water into the Willamette. You can only put X gallons of water into the Willamette that's warmer than the temperature of the river.
Where is that water coming from?
Yeah, where's it coming
that
from?
That is comes from the plant. That is right. The treated.
And that's that little structure that's down there on
that's just a pump.
Gold Street?
That's no, that, that actually sends everything over to the plant. So that's a pump station going, taking.
Where's the plant?
It's really confusing.
The plant's in Oregon City.
Yeah, it's by the Malala exit.
By the,
you know where the big development's
close,
going on?
Close to where they're building those 240 units.
Yeah.
Condos behind the Oregon City Shopping Center area. Yeah.
And then from that plant, it goes into the Willamette.
Mm-hmm. Because they have to split
right. Where
they discharge and how much warm water.
So I don't know, do they reverse the flow somehow?
I'm not
aware that
so
they
So that's
ever,
happening on the Clackamas, actually.
But they are still putting out
about
50% of their stuff in this area, and that's what they're using it for, but they don't need all this water area.
Right.
So it's something that definitely could come over to other uses.
Right.
Okay.
Well, they at one time, we had a West guy here 3 or 4 years ago,
yeah.
And it was before it was all decided. And at one point he said that they had enough capacity at that property out in Willamette to sell permits to other jurisdictions to dump warm water into the Willamette.
Hmm.
And I don't remember if he said Tigard, and I want to say he said Tigard, but I'm not sure about that. But the permit is bigger than what West needs for their capacity.
That's good.
Well, we don't want other people sending it, but they may not. Because West is expanding because of Damascus being taken over by Happy Valley, and all of this area is getting bigger. The huge developments in Oregon City all go to Tri-City, so they may just hold on to the capacity and not split it out.
So let me see if I get this straight.
Yeah.
The water from this pond is getting pumped.
No.
No. The pond has nothing to do with it. Nothing's happening to the water.
Nothing's happening.
It's just sitting there.
Water comes from Oregon City, crosses the river to near the pump. What?
it's a cooling system
starting
to take it over there.
Yeah.
There's just a discharge here.
Yeah.
It comes from Oregon City. There's nothing, forget the pond completely.
There's a discharge right here.
Yeah.
Pretty close to that.
Yeah. That comes from Oregon City.
Yeah. Get this interaction from Wes.
How is
So the warm water is coming out of water right here.
Yeah, the warm water comes from the treatment plant all the way over.
God, wow. And that's what this pump station is doing.
Well, no, that pump station is actually pumping the water to the treatment center. So that's what we don't know is, are there two lines or is there one, and they reverse the pump? I don't know.
Well, that's crazy.
But that's why they have to split it. And there's strict rules as to how much warm water you can put in. It's all clean.
I feel like I'm in a catch-22 right now.
I know. I'm there, too.
Okay, I sort of get it. Enough that I need to. What's the name of the guy that you were talking? You talked to
the West person.
Yeah,
it's Greg Geist.
Well, there's Greg Geist is the general manager, but I usually work with Gail as well, and she's the one that you.
Well, that's interesting.
But yeah. I'll talk with Greg.
Yeah, just to get
see
just,
what's going
just
on.
Kind of an update would be great.
Yeah, we're still talking pretty friendly.
Good. All right. Good.
Okay. So is that something we want on our agenda for next month, or just down the road sometime?
Just an update.
So
part of this stuff, though, as we get into the master plan, I mean, we've kind of just have really kind of recommended that area just kind of stay. Most of it we keep, it, kind of keep a lot of all the wetlands intact and all of that kind of stuff. But then up river or
downriver
is a spot that would work really nicely for. You know, the river access and some of that stuff. Or actually, it's upriver.
Is it down or up?
It's up. We would rather be upriver of the discharge than downriver.
Yeah. That's a good principle in life.
It could heat your little swimming area.
Yeah, that's what I think. It could heat that little swimming area.
So upriver.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, upstream.
So it's a nice walk around there. Have you ever done it?
Yeah.
A multifaceted issue, I can see. It's complicated, as they say.
But it's super neat to get out and walk the perimeter of the dike.
Loads
of new trail. And Gale, I think, occasionally they have tours of and allow people to do that. So you might just ask if there's an opportunity to let you know. And because it is really kind of neat, because then you can see the backside of it and you get a whole different perspective than you can from.
I've driven down there and I've been on to, isn't the Burnert Creek, is that on city property?
That's actually farther down on mill property.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. mill property.
Yeah.
And they just had a bunch of piping stolen, I'm mm-hmm. worrying.
Oh.
From that facility.
It wasn't me.
I've been stolen?
Yeah.
Yeah, copper.
Yeah, they went on copper and stuff, and oh gosh, I think they said about, what was it, $10,000 worth or something like that or more.
Weird.
Okay. We have ventured beyond.
Okay. Yeah.
We have ventured beyond the concerns of the, of the wetland area.
You bet.
Come back anytime, and I'm not sure if you can see our agenda online or something, but perhaps when you arrange for information from Wes, you can come and learn.
You can post it online.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you can call us and see if you want, if there's any change in status, maybe.
Okay.
Unless you want to come. You want to, Mary, but.
Thank
you. So, the next thing on the agenda, number 3, is approve the February summary notes. I assume everybody read them at home and they're ready to go. Is that right?
Yeah.
Steven?
Yeah.
Yeah, ready to go.
Okay. The question that you asked earlier is in the notes someplace. I don't know. I don't even remember who made the motion.
What was the question?
Steven thought he was still chairman. So
number 4, election of chairperson.
Right, it was in the notes.
Yeah, number 4. It's highlighted in yellow.
So when you go home and do your homework.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so are there any additions?
Slip that in to see if you read the notes.
Are there any additions or corrections to the summary notes?
Your other assignment will come in the next.
Yeah. Hearing no additions or corrections, the notes will stand approved as printed.
Okay.
The next one is Earth Day and Comcast Cares, and I yield to Brother Ken Warner. Yahoo. Okay. I'm excited about this. I look for you to get your 50 people out.
I've already signed up.
Well, I said 50, not just one.
Well, I'm bringing my husband, and that's like bringing 50 people, not for work capacity, just the effort of getting there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Ken.
So last year, as most of you know, we've done Take Care of Westland Day in May since 2008. And last year, as we moved into that, a lot of our volunteer groups were actually celebrating Earth Day. I think Steve did an Earth Day event last year, and Dave and Don did an Earth Day down at Marius Young, and you know, we talked as a staff and kind of talked to them about it, and we were never really hooked on May, except it's kind of where this thing started with the state turned 150 years old, and that's why we had the first Take Care of Westland Day. There's Take Care of Oregon Day. So in working with our volunteer groups, we decided let's move our event to Earth Day. At the same time, we had conversations about how the program was going with our limited staff and the projects. It had grown to 20 projects spread out all over the city, and it was becoming difficult for us to manage, to be completely honest, and keep everybody happy at all these sites. So we decided to kind of each year we're going to narrow it down. So it's called Earth Day Work Day. We initially narrowed it down to 3 sites, the McLean House, Burnside and Maddox Woods, and Mary S. Young. And you know, we have been publicizing that since our winter brochure in January. Those events are all up on the Solve website as part of Solve It. And we'll be driving people there. At the same time, in about October, I think it was, we decided to apply for what's called Comcast Cares Day, which actually happens on the same day, so it was a good fit, we felt, April 21st, Earth Day. So we filled out an application and we had a project in mind, which is the new Willamette Greenway Trail. It's been cleared out quite a bit and we have a fruit, an edible forest plan that will go along that trail. So we filled out an application, submitted that about October to Comcast for Comcast Cares Day, which is their worldwide volunteer day. And about, I guess about 3 weeks ago, maybe two weeks ago, we got notice that we got accepted for Comcast Cares Day. So that is the fourth project that will happen on Earth Day. You know, we're excited about that along with our other projects. We've got our webpage all updated and we'll be driving our volunteers to all four projects. Comcast Cares Days is gonna be just a little different. Each of the three sites will have staff out with all of our volunteers. Well, this year we're gonna be providing coffee and juice in the morning and some breakfast snacks and different things. And hopefully we have asked our city council and mayor if they might be willing to greet our volunteers for us, and Brenda has volunteered for a site, and Terry Cummings has volunteered. Mayor's out of town, but we'll see if we hear from anybody
else. He's not gone yet.
Why say he's in Montana or something, in April or something?
Oh, while it's going on.
Yeah, on April 21st. But Comcast Cares Day, so you know that is a little different program. We put that maximum at about 150 volunteers. We're optimistic to get 100 at all of them. We'll see how it goes with all your help. Comcast Cares, so what they do is, you know, they have their own program where they will provide t-shirts. You know, they provide, you know, some different beverages in the morning and they provide a lunch after their event. We'll be meeting with them, you know, their coordinators. We'll have staff on site there also where we'll be gauging how many volunteers we have and prioritize our projects at that site, just like Steve will do it his, where he wants to focus, you know, depending on the number of volunteers he has. The other piece with Comcast Cares Day that we didn't even realize till we got the information back, it has a grant component with it.
Oh, yeah.
So they say between $14 and $17 will be provided to the city for every volunteer that comes out and volunteers.
We thought originally it was just going to be that, you know, because they'll bring some of their own volunteers. And so like PGE and some other companies match their employees with a grant, but this is apparently is for whoever shows up or signs up.
I mean, including their people?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
So there's a potential.
$14 for each volunteer?
$14 to $17 per volunteer is what paperwork says. So,
that could be good.
You know, that's exciting for us. That probably helps at least fund a portion of all the plants that we're going to buy, you know, that are all part of the edible forest down there, which is great. But we'd like to, you know, get as many people out for all the projects. We've averaged about between, you know, 225 and 300 the past 10 years, and we'd certainly, you know, like to reach that number up to 400 or 500 if we can get people out.
The difference is that normally, like April or early April's too early to plant, you know, annuals and do some of those park cleanup type things that a lot of groups like to do a little bit later, and so we'll have to try to see if we can still backfill a little bit of that. But you know, like the Girl Scouts and the Brownies and Bluebirds and stuff love to just plant flowers and call it good, and it's always a big help. But you plant that stuff in April if you can even find it, and then it's usually frozen. So so you know, we just wait. But
A question, you said Comcast is going to provide lunch. I assume that'll just be for the people on the trail. In the past, we've done kind of a barbecue thing for the other people.
Right. We have, and that's why we've kind of shifted it to provide the morning greeting. We kind of looked, you know, Terry and Tara kind of actually went out to their, Comcast Cares Day was out in Tualatin last year, I think it was, and they actually went out there. And, you know, it just, it seemed like a little better process. We lose well over 50 to 60% of our people that don't come to the
don't come to lunch. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, so and what they did was had someone greet them there in the morning, and everybody has to show up to volunteer.
You know why you lose people at lunch? It's because John and I aren't barbecuing anymore.
That's probably
true. But, you know, so we looked at what another model and said, gee, we can make sure that we greet and kind of acquaint, you know, the people that come in, you know, and do that for them in the morning and hopefully catch 100% of them instead of, you know, guessing on food and hoping 50% show up for the barbecue. So it's just a kind of a change in the model that we're doing.
I haven't looked at the website for registration. I assume you can put your t-shirt size in there. And
yeah, and, it's, yeah.
It was a pill.
Thank you.
Was it a pill?
I did it too. I was on the website.
Registering on that.
On Comcast?
For the Comcast
it was not
one,
easy.
Especially.
Really?
Yes. Well, it's not intuitive, I guess I'll say, right. For that one. But I'm just wondering, you know, the one that was sent out, I think, was sent out with the citizen engagement. Is that
right.
What went out first?
It went
that
out.
One went out yesterday with that.
So I think I went out to the boards and commissions first.
Oh, okay. I thought it was... Okay.
But there was one yesterday.
What are you doing that to me for? Good God, man.
There's dark chocolate on stage.
I see that, Don. I managed to say no thank you twice. I'm not that strong. I just have one suggestion. For people that don't know about this, it's sort of a little opaque. What I saw, the one for us, so if it could say the kinds of tasks you'll be doing, like, so people know how much heavy work versus light work, and are kids acceptable. And the other thing, do you have a way of connecting with the schools? Because I sent it over to my daughter and said, let's take the kids too. Mm-hmm. So do you have a way of connecting kids or no?
Some schools we do and some we don't.
Because it'd be nice to just loop in with the high school. Right. Am I correct right there, Mary?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for that support. Link in with the high school and a couple of the grade schools, the fifth graders.
The high school's the easiest. Grade schools, it's hit and miss. They just don't let you just drop stuff off like they used to. And
what about the middle school?
Middle schools.
Athlete Creek is good.
Yeah, and Rosemont.
50 people out of them.
And maybe the climate's better for that now, mm-hmm. too, where more people are volunteering, right. More people are really trying to be community-minded.
But we have, you know, so we have a lot of different partnerships with the schools, too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So
the Ecology Club at LaSalle High School has been coming out not every month, but occasionally, so you might mm-hmm. email them.
Where's LaSalle?
LaSalle's in Milwaukee, near Christ the King.
So those are my only two suggestions. Just because I looked and I thought, well, I wonder what kinds of tasks we're doing in the parks, you know.
So to answer your questions, it's all levels, right. kid-friendly.
I went into each site. I read each one, my due diligence. You know.
We can list those a little differently on our webpage so people have an idea before they click to register.
Right, before they click through. That's fine. I think that would be helpful. I went through and clicked through on all of them and went to all of them.
Okay. Yeah, that's a... And I apologize the Comcast website isn't as
it's not
intuitive.
Your fault.
They're only a communications company.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, I would have thought, I went and looked a little bit. I would have thought with a worldwide program at 1,000 sites.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem. They have so many sites. So you have to plug in exactly Willamette.
You have to put Willamette in, yeah.
But before that, you have to come up with a category, and it legitimately fits into two or three categories. Mm-hmm. Correct, Brenda?
I'll have to look again because I think I tried to put it in there that you type Willamette in. I don't think you have to pick a category necessarily. I think if you put Willamette, it should pull it right.
That's how I finally did it.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just need to put ignore the categories, just type Willamette.
So if you want to participate, do you have to register ahead of time?
You don't have to, but it's helpful.
A t-shirt to fit.
Yeah. For the others, I mean, for the ones we're doing in Parks, when there's no t-shirts, just the Comcast.
They can show up
and register on the day.
If they just decide that day, you'll
absolutely
come. Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it just helps, you know, the registration helps with the coordinator and things of how many people are going to be there, and it'll sort of
how many plants to buy, how much, you know.
How much, you know, if we know
a rough estimate.
So we can bring out beverages, hot chocolate, coffee, and all that stuff, and kind of not get there, and there's
but
three times.
Can they access this registration through the city's website?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll see what I can.
Well, Patrick put it in the tidings for us.
So it probably will. We will have it probably. I think it actually. I think next Wednesday, next Thursday, it'll, I think I put it in. We have a column in the Neighbors all the time, Parks and Rec. And I think it's in there, but we'll get a hold of Patrick and see if he won't write something up probably first part of April.
So this is Saturday?
April 21st.
It's the 21st?
Yeah.
Sure is that's the right day? Mm-hmm. Because I got an email that was incorrect on the date. I had to make sure that was correct.
I think it is the 21st.
Okay.
Everything I've seen has said the 21st.
Okay. Yeah, I got something from Terry that just said it was the 22nd. I said,
when does the thing go out for the water bill? You know, the newsletter that goes out with that?
I think Mike is getting ready. We check.
That will be good to get it on there. People right. do read that.
Yeah, we used to. Now that we build the whole city at once, because it used to be cumbersome because you only build half the city, so you'd only, people then were actually more annoyed because unless you were way out in front, and then it's almost too far out. So.
So Comcast will be, are they bringing their employees or friends? Or
They'll bring some.
And they will be at?
The Willamette Trail.
The Willamette Trail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On a special, and someone's leading that, Perry or something?
Yeah.
And so I'll do my thing in Burnside Park,
yep.
but I'll meet in Maddox Woods, is that correct?
Well, yeah, I think.
I can meet with Maddox Woods.
If I'm not mistaken, we were going to have a joint meeting area and you guys do what you do.
Okay, because I'm going to write this up and post it on Solve, and right. I just want to be dialed in, you know, not have to redo it. Right. I'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the mayor is saying we'll do the same thing in McLean House. We'll have staff out there and assist with in the morning and all those things.
So we get all the volunteers and we report to the Parks Department how many volunteers we had or how we
get. Well, we'd certainly like to know, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
we get a certain $14 for each one somehow.
Yeah, Ken said, he just left. He said he'll give you that money.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Because, you know, after we have our 500 volunteers, I think we need to pat ourselves on the back and all of you. And, I mean, I think letting people know what happened is important, and it's nice to have those numbers as close as we can get.
Okay.
You know, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for my 2 cents, I know Stacy's out of the room, but I think.
Oh, yeah.
I've never done it.
Yeah, you should.
I think we as board members and counselors can encourage people that we talk to, whether it be at our neighborhood associations or our Lions Club or wherever, to come out, because